Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, November 27th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are posing the question, is Zimbabwe now a military state?
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us as you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And we want to welcome our viewers on our Facebook pages, the VOA Shona, Ndebele, and English. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the role of the military in Zimbabwe's democracy.
The Zimbabwe Defense Forces and the Zimbabwe Republic Police have issued a joint statement urging the nation to remain united and to respect the laws of the country. In a statement issued at the Police General Headquarters this morning, the two security services said normalcy had returned to the country following the inauguration of President Emmerson Mnangagwa last Friday.
But human rights groups are questioning the claim that the country is back to normal, with soldiers having boots on the ground and yet to return to the barracks. Has Zimbabwe normalized the abnormal? Some human rights lawyers say the country's highest court had set a dangerous precedent by legalizing the military coup.
If you wish to join the show right now, follow us on Facebook, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. We are live streaming on those three pages. I'll repeat that again. VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. And apparently, if you haven't liked the pages, can you like them right now? So if you want to call in, here's the number. 001-202-619-2077. I'll repeat that number again. 001-202-619-2077.
Honguka Gibbs nasi tauti tige tichitarisa nyaya kuti Zimbabwe ya kutongwa ni mauto here. Hongu nasi taona mauto akabatana ni mapurisa vachizivisa yu kuti zvinhu zvinenge zvagadzikana. Asi vakazivisa kuti mapurisa anenge achimboramba achishanda ne mauto mugwagwa muzvikuru muguta guru reHarare. Nekudaro vamwari kuti kana zvinhu zviri kunzi zvanaka kochi chiri kupa kuti masoja asadzokere kuma barracks. Gibbs mubvunzo unenge uchida kuti ubvunzwe.
Yeah, unjalo ke blessings. Sizvileke kuti amasocha lamapolisa avati sevabambisana emigwaqweni lapho bave bekhangela kuti umthetho uhanjiswa ngemfanelo. So sikhuluma nje ke amasocha uyathola ke kule socha lepolisa beme khona ngale ke emigwaqweni bekhuluma ke labanye lamhlanje kuseni kuhlelo olusebenze ekuseni kakhulu. So bekhuluma nje besithi ukhanya kazani amasocha abuza isithupha, akubuza ukuthi isithupha sakho singaphi. Kuzobuya ke amapolisa abe pomkhangela nje izimota ukuthi zime njani. Kodwa ke umbuzo omkhulu ukuthi kambe ilizwe leZimbabwe selibanjwe libutho kumbe alibanjwanga libutho. njalo nxa selingani sisezandleni zebutho kambe so abantu sebekhululeke kanganani ungathemba wena ukuthi nxa ukhangele ubone kule socha ngapha ngapha kule police ube sithi sukhululekile kambe nxa sokusiya ke ukhetho kuyabe kumenjani abantu bayazibuza kakhulu so nxa sisigangela futhi ke kukhanya ngazani njengoba umnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa wathatha isifungo ngeviki ephelileyo esithi ke uzakhangela konke okukhangelane labantu eZimbabwe kambe libona ngazani uzalenzelani nxa sokubuya ezemithetho lezi kambe kasuzayephule amalungelo oluntu kumbe kuyahamba njani kunjalo ke futhi
I think we have our first guest that is human rights lawyer Dewa Mavinga, director for Southern Africa. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing and Gibbs. How are you guys?
We are doing great. Of course, we forgot to mention that he's joining us via Skype. Gibbs, you can fire away.
So, Mr. Mavinga, tell us, do you think that Zimbabwe has become a police state?
What is obvious is that Zimbabwe is presently under military control. From the day, the night of the takeover of the military on November 14 to November 15, it was clear that there was no coherent agreement or common purpose amongst all the security forces. The military said they were leading the process, but they were warning the other branches of the security forces to cooperate. And we then got to know quickly enough that they had seized control of the police support unit camp, and that camp remains under army guard as we speak, because it houses the largest armory or weaponry for the police in the country. So there is not enough support or confidence that the police are loyal to the military positions.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Please do stay on the line. And we are also now being joined by human rights activist, Mr. Clement Moyo. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. Mr. Moyo, what is your take on the continued presence of the military? In Zimbabwe, they say the situation is back to normal, but they are yet to return to the barracks. Mr. Moyo, your line is Mr. Moyo, if you
Hello?
May move a
Hello?
Bit. Yes, the line is bad.
Is it? What I'm saying is, once a country has been taken over by the military, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
People are not sure what really that is all about. They may say it wasn't a coup, but it looked like a coup all over. And the more so, it was ZANU-PF trying to clean up his own mess. And the mess that they were cleaning, leaning towards a certain rule of certain people. Even if they are saying they are catching corrupt people, who is not corrupt amongst the ZANU-PF people? Who can they say is not corrupt? So we are not sure what this thing is all about. It's very scary. We don't even know what our future holds for us now. We are confused.
Gibbs.
So ngasu kangele baba moyo, ubona ngazane ezitaladini, khona kuvele kumenjani emgwaqweni lapho. Njengoba ukhona ngapho ke, akusitshele ukuthi libonani ke emgwaqweni.
Emgwaqweni kuthule. Akunamapholisa, asiboni ame patrolayo. But siyakwazi ukuthi kuma outskirts of town kule army kobulawayo khona la. All points leading out are guarded by the army. Now what we are looking for, what we are guarding against, we don't know. There are no police officers patrolling the streets, and there are no roadblocks for police officers. That has been cut off. Now we don't know what really the aim is. Who are they looking for? Who did what?
So ukuwa hamba ke ku roadblock kumbe ngasu phuma kobulawayo.
Yeah, uyathola amasocha.
Bathini?
Babathini bafuna isithupha sakho, ngabantu abayizini license yakho, dani. The only one that I give If it was light here, where do you go?
Mm-hmm.
They keep saying they are looking for 6 or 7 people.
Mm. So, Ubambe Konapa Moyunga Kachana, so he says when you get out of the CBD in Bulawayo, apparently the army is demanding ID cards. So they are saying that they are looking for certain people, you know, but they are not specifying exactly who.
Regatende kuna mkoma Ephraim, makadi mkoma Ephraim.
Naupara mrandiko.
Aiwa, tiripo mkoma Ephraim, famba ya mchana kubapa muri fone nye asinga zonzgwika.
Asinga zonzgwika.
E, taurai ya inda kukunzwai.
Aku nizwai.
Taurai.
Alifu. I was able to get a little bit of a Vachi, Wanda Mulan. I see no Batravani. Only a professor, many corruption of Hongo, and Israel. One of the things one or two people should be as an estate of what you part as a G for Fishay. Yo Pachao, Kunapo, Kunamanga, Akram, Bosunga, corruption,
tenda zvikuru mukoma Ephraim. To dzoka kwamuri vamavhinga, vamavhinga.
Muri pano.
Manzwa zvataurwa namukoma Ephraim vari kuti ivo vanhu ngavangwarire kupembedza ngangano inobata mai. Ndio maonera muri kuzviita here?
Nemo nemo ndizvo zvochaizvo chaizvo. Nekuti zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe hazviri pachena zvingada kuvanzwa hazvo kunenge kuri kuwanda nemunwe kuedza kutaura kuti pane hurumende iripo isiri yemauto asi zviri pachena kuti mauto ndo ari kutonga iko zvino mauto ndiwo akagadza vamunangagwa uyezve basa riri kuitwa iri kunzi vavada kutsipika kana kubisa uroyi hazvisi izvo pane divi rakanangwa hazvisi zvokuti munhu wese nekuti tinoona kuti kune vamwe vatungamiri vatinoziva vanotori nembiri yekunzi havabude muhuri asi iko zvino vari kupembera vari pedo navamunangagwa saka zvakaoma kuti tizive kuti timire papi senyika.
Of course, Gibbs, you heard what the caller said and what Mr. Mavhinga said. They are saying that there's a danger that while people might be celebrating the exit of former President Robert Mugabe, still difficult for many to say former President Robert Mugabe. I mean, he's been there for 37 years and some months.
Yeah.
So some are saying that it might be too early to celebrate, as it might be more of the same with Mr. Mnangagwa Gibbs.
So, Baba Moyo lapho yazwelela pa okurira umnumzana Mavhinga. Uti kono ukususwa kwa umnumzana Robert Mugabe. Baba.
Ngiyazazi sishona ngizwile abakukhulumile.
Hayi besenzela abalaleli.
Oh okay, hayi kulungile baba.
Yeah. So when ungathi ningakhona ukusibile ukuthi bathi kuyafana nje
lokho. Amadoda lawo aqinise qobo, baqinise qobo lapha kuklinwa indawo yezanu okwabanye abantu ababafunayo ukuthi babuse.
Mm-hmm.
Akade belisana nalabana sebebaxotshile babanye bakhona babavalele emajele. It's not about amaZimbabweans. Ukuthi amaZimbabweans athabeleni yabona bathabele umgazi. But ayisuye phela yedwa umuntu okade emubi laphana.
Mm-hmm.
Yena ubekhokhela ikhabhani yonke empi. Kodwa-ke wasephambanisa ngokuthi sethatha ama-civilians sewaletha phakathi kombuso okungafunwa nguye.
Mm-hmm.
Njalo futhi abantu bayakhuluma ukuthi lo ndoda wake watsho wathena yena i-president is office is straight jacket. Nawe ungazange ungene ku-army awungaza kusaluthe ngamasotsha.
Mm-hmm.
So konke lokhu kusenzakala kutshoni amasotsha elokhu ephethe umbhobho ehamba.
Mm-hmm.
Kutho ukuthi bafuna ukuthi bakhuphe bethusele wonke umuntu ozama ukuthi kumba angafuni ukuthi acabange ukubusa leli lizwe. So angiboni ukuthi bazaletha a proper civilian rule. As long as abantu labana bezani okungamangalisa kakhulu okukhona sibisibili ukuthi nawe ubaba uMnangagwa mhlazane ezaqamba icabinet yakhe uzachiya bani uzasaka bani lokhu phela sazi ukuthi kuzani kuvele indawo ye-corruption. So siyamangala sibili ukuthi sikhangele nje siyabona kodwa siyabona ukuthi le into kayisilingelanga angazi njalo kodwa hayi mina kambona.
Mm. Hayi siyawuzwa kakhulu ke baba moyo ume khona possibly ungayindawo. So you are saying like what Mr. Mafinga was saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he says this was all about the cleanup exercise
mm-hmm.
being conducted by the army on behalf of ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, you know, he's reflecting on what General Chiwengo once said
mm-hmm.
when he referred to, you know, some people who are not having that military capacity
mm-hmm.
that they will never rule.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you are a civilian, you will never rule. So he's saying the presence of the army actually reflects
mm-hmm.
that kind of thinking. That no civilian can be capable of running Zimbabwe anytime soon. So mm-hmm. he says they are maintaining that and they just want to show the public the kind of force that they have.
Mm-hmm.
So meaning that the civilian government may be very far away from it. Because
mm-hmm.
right now we cannot call it a civilian government.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Mr. Mavinga? Hello, Mr. Mavinga?
Yes, can you hear me?
Now,
yes,
what do you make of this? The High Court ruled that this was not a military coup, but some analysts are saying if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, swims like a duck, then it's a duck. Or others are saying a monkey that eats grass, not banana, is a goat. Is this a coup or it's not a coup?
Well, a coup simply refers to a situation where there is a military takeover of government functions by force. It's not voluntary. What we experienced on the night of November 14 to 15 in Zimbabwe was clearly a coup. The military took over without having been deployed by the Commander-in-Chief of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces, who at that time was Robert Mugabe. So a deployment of the army without clearance or without the authority of the Commander-in-Chief amounts to mutiny. And then to place the head of the defense forces, the president, under house arrest, that completes the coup. But of course, for public relations purposes, the military wanted the process, they wanted to trigger a process of government change, which would appear as if it's not a coup. But having done that, it was clear that they did not trust the other arms of the security forces, like the police, the putting the support unit under armed guard, because this is where, you know, the armory was for the police, where the armory is, weapons for the police. And then also the CIO, the Central Intelligence Organization, many of them are still on the run. They are being hunted down because they were perceived to be supportive of Mugabe and that they could offer resistance. Now, the High Court decision to say that this was not a coup speaks to what Mugabe himself said. But we cannot take that, you know, if you are looking at the law, Blessing, when someone speaks under duress, under armed guard, when he's under house arrest, it's difficult to then assess whether or not they are openly and freely giving their views. It's like that ZANU-PF youth leader, Kudzanai Chipanga, who appeared on TV, obviously brutalized, and saying, I am offering this apology on my own volition and will because I have, no one has coerced me. But it was clear that it was not his idea to give that kind of thing. So where we are now, the military is in charge, but the judiciary wanted to sanitize post-effect to legitimize Mnangagwa's presidency, because I think there was a concern that it would be challenged. But what has happened now is a terrible precedent, because what it simply says, the courts have said it is legal, it is constitutional for the army to step into politics at any point. So if next year there are elections and to take, for example, the opposition leader, one of them, wins those elections, the military can simply say, no, this is a threat to our revolution. We are stepping in terms of Section 212 of the Constitution. And then it will be legal in the sense that there is precedent now. So my appeal now is to citizens of Zimbabwe, to lawyers in Zimbabwe, including Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, that this High Court order needs to be challenged immediately. It cannot stand. The Constitutional Court needs to sit as a full bench to deliberate and make sure that the military is not sanctioned to be involved in politics. This is a terrible, terrible precedent that points to a compromised judiciary.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Gibbs, come on.
Yes, lo mnumzana nhlangalunye. Sabona mfowethu.
Kunjani, Gibbs?
Ngiyaphila, still lapho khona?
Still lapho khona. Hayi, khonoko nje.
Ye, ungazani ifoni yakho ile echo. Angikwazi kuhamba njani. Vala mbijani umsakazi wakho.
Right, okay.
Yes, uvalile.
Gibbs. Hello?
Yebo, ngiyakuzwa, suvalile radio.
Semvalile.
Ye, akutsho ke ukuthi wena ubona njani ukuthi amasoja lamapholisa asebe senza lokho ukuthiwa ikupatrola bendawonye. So ke wena ukubona njani khona?
Ya angicabona ukuthi amasosha ukuthi abe khona lapho mnambona ngani is a temporal measure yokuthi nje kuba bebade bekhona okwalezi insuku then which means abangeza ke baphonga unyamalale nje ka-one kumele bachiye bebone ukuthi la mapholisa akade corrupt asebenza njani angithi yabona ngoba bangaphonga unyamalala ka-one then amapholisa lanalambile phela i-2 weeks 3 weeks zonke lezi besibabe sebengasathengi lesinkwa ezindlini lapha balambe over so basani banika nje babonane ukuthi kade vele kusetshenzwa njani yeah
kodwa ke akwethusa abantu yini ezitaladini kume ngithi emgwaqweni nxa kula kulamasotsha
abantu bazakwethusa yini njengoba de bevele bebathakazelela kangaka bereplace amapholisa besokusmooth into zonke zihamba kahle laphana bona amapholisa lanengekho
ye zizokuthiwa abanye abantu nxa lifika kuma-roadblock likhulumisa amasotsha lingakhulumisi amapholisa kunjalo
singakhulumisa kambe abantu abanenhliziyo ezimbi njalo I think kule necessity yokuthi uMnangagwa laphana akhangele ukuthi amapholisa lawa abayibona abamele babe semgwaqweni yibaphi akakhethe kukhethwe iclassi yamapholisa not ukuthi amapholisa nokufitshane nokunganani kuthiwa kulipholisa kubuya kukudelele singabantu abadala singaka akutshele ezinye izinto ezingaqedakaliyo ukuthi kuyini kakhethe amapholisa amele ame emgwaqweni laba bayafitshane kabahambe baye ngale emaseleni ngale bayedela lamasela athole nje laba abangani badelinyazana nje abalohlonzi ya ngoba uyabona ngutshele ukuthi ukhathana kakhulu nyawemlesikhathi ongabuya eZimbabwe buya laphana uzebona ukuthi umiswa ngumuntu onganani olipholisa ole-traffic ongelasisindo sokuba lipholisa le-traffic uyabona
buzima
ipholisa kumele lihlonipheke xa ulikhangele la uzukuthi ipholisa mbona ipholisa la angithi
yeah.
Hayi kuthi ngubona nje angikwazi lokuthi ngakuchazisa ngithini.
Mm. Hayi yeah. Jaguza kakhulu mnumzana ungathi noma kusasa eh.
Njalo futhi uyabona khona ukuthi khona bese sithi yena umnanga gwabe sesithi yena umdabe kumele 2050 yebithi yakhe le ihlonitshwe ihlonitshwe ngubani?
Mm.
Sihloniphelani.
Mm.
Yeah, sihloniphelani. Sina sifuna ukukhohlwa ngomdabe kasifuna ukuzwa ngaye futhi. Ngakho nxa sizabe sesicwa sihloniphe leyo 2050 sabe sithi sihloniphani.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu usibongile baba.
Yeah, ake nikhulume ngakho lokho njalo ake lekele kubiza abantu abanjengabo Chumalwana weMpopho Malwana. Asifuni kumuzwe enasinge nekukhuluma lapho kunasinga ukuba into ayikhuluma iyasihlanzisa thina.
Hayi, sizwile baba, sizwile kakhulu siyabonga.
Yekelani lani ukuba ake libiza abantu abangela msebenzi lapho Chuma labo ake lithiyane labo.
Ye, hayi, lamhla kakho kodwa sizamdinga ukwenza ukuthi phela ukuthi kumele sibalanse indaba lapho ukuthi yena uthi lokhu. La laba abanye bathi lokhu anje kubhalazwa njalo baba.
Hayi, uthi mavele akazakhulume right lapha nokukhuluma siyale becele lakhe la eliyale.
Hayi, mbongile kodwa ukuthi ungenele ihlelweni siyabonga kakhulu baba.
Nami ngiyakujabulela lokho.
Okay, bye bye. Bye bye.
Hanzi ba Chuma wafanele ukuthi
arabona. Hanzi say no no Chuma is always having one side that he doesn't like, so we must invite him. So even the 21st birthday of the former president, he's saying he doesn't want to hear about it because they want to forget fast about Mr. Mugabe.
Yeah.
They are sick and tired of him, so now they really want to forget about him.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing that you are saying is that the presence of the army is necessary. Maybe it's very temporary. And he says, you know, what people are observing is when people get to a roadblock, they always hack the soldiers, you know, do everything, and ignore the police. He says there's absolutely no reason why they should respect the police. So they just ignore them while they're hacking the others.
Yeah. Let's acknowledge those who are following us on our Facebook page. Innocent Chana, loud and clear. Thank you so much, Innocent. Tawanda Maburamiti. Watching in Rusape is loud and clear. Thank you so much, Tawanda. Manyewe Shingi, guys, you are awesome. Thank you. G Farai, watching from Chitown. Thank you so much. Courage Mutobaya, watching from Witbank. Thank you so much. Visitor Ava Zivishe, Isu, teacher commenter after 90 minutes. Samba Ituone, comrade ED. Thanks so much for your comment. Fortune Kure, watching from Cape Town. Thank you so much. Akim Zinto, Arguti Pfe. Thanks, Akim. Chauke Mlilo, Pfe, pa Botswana, pa. Thank you so much. Patience. Muza, watching from Kuwait. Interesting. Great, thank you so much. Then we have Mapimize Ropafadzo. Thank you so much. Mikeo Chirumba, Pfe, Botswana, pa Gabs. Thank you so much. Tinashe Chikomo, at your pay. Thanks, Tinashe. And Solomon Sami Gatsi, watching from Tanzania. Thank you so much.
We've got other messages on the VOA Ndebele and VOA Studio 7 pages. One of the messages reads, Hello, my Zimbabwe. I love you all. Stay calm. It may be too early to celebrate. This could be the beginning of another era in terms of politics. And that is from Zimbabwe Culture. And then Lord Thomas Vanda says, indaba lengafuna ukukhuluma lana lingafuna ukukhuluma lami sifuna ukukhuluma lawe faka inombolo sikufonele khonapho khona manje. Then Martin Mhlanga says a good listen, so he's enjoying this kind of program. And then Martin again says the police must be retrained, so utama police akumele a train of foot, right? And then Shepard Maxen says phone me guys, phone me now. Then Auntie Leta Chabangu says, hello, I'm watching you guys from the diaspora. Angela Machonesa says, I'm watching you. Thank you so much, Angela Machonesa. And then Unami Moyo says, I'm watching you from South Africa. So, Ruban, go up.
Tina Mkoma Heri Parunari, Kuvargu DRC. Makadi Mkoma Heri.
Hello.
Panenge parikuita dambudziko apo rikachazoedza kufona nhare yacho kuzvakare kuna mukoma here. But let's go to you, Mr. Moyo. Mr. Moyo? Yes, one caller has said there is a need to retrain the police if that can be done. What can be done? It appears people are very bitter about the way the police conduct their business. You heard on Inauguration Day, the crowd was booing the police commissioner general, Augustine Chiwori.
Yes, our police force is actually bad. We had one of the best police force that we inherited from Ian Smith. The conduct was excellent, but it turned out after some years, I think about 10 or 15 years, the police became a very bad police force. I think retrain those that are in the old guard, the chiefs of the police, must be retired, and the police retrained and rebranded. Maybe you call it the police of the Republic of Zimbabwe, PRZ. Maybe that would do something. At that police force, which actually represents Zimbabwe. This ZRP thing is now rotten. They should just throw it away. It's bad. It's bad. It's really bad. That type of corruption can never, never, never make the country right. Never.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
It was so blatant. Mm-hmm. Crimes are thrown away because money has been put in. Mm-hmm. Even the justice system is as rotten as the police force.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Moyo.
So, Mr. Mavinga, if the police are so corrupt and all this kind of thing, so how does Zimbabwe move forward, like in terms of rebuilding the country? You know, because corruption, as we know it, actually destroys a nation, you know?
You know what, Gibbs? I need to correct one thing.
Mm.
People are under the mistaken idea that the main reason why the military took over the police and are now having joint patrols with the police is because of corruption. No, that is not the point. The main reason has been that the military was not confident, did not trust the police to be loyal to this cool thing. The police support unit under Guvamombe and others were viewed to be loyal to President Mugabe, former President Mugabe.
Mm-hmm.
So the military is actually trying to test the waters to find out if they can confidently trust that the police can now work without the risk of them turning on and causing chaos or breaking ranks with the military.
Hmm.
So this thing about corruption is just by the way, but the main thing is about trust, is about whether or not the military could really say we are together in this thing with the police.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yes, Zlo Baba Ndlovu, lapha ecingweni. Baba Ndlovu, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila futhi, kunjani?
Ngiphile Ndlovini, ungabuka khona.
Ngisedethi baba.
Yes, so akutsho Ndlovu, nxa ukhangele wena, konke esikhuluma ngakho namhlanje ukuthi amapolisa lamasoja asebambisane emgwaqweni lapha, wena sokubonile khona ngapha edethi, kumenjani?
Hayi kungami kunjalo kodwa bengiceka ukuyela emuva mbijana fowethu.
Ubuyela baba.
Ngithanda ukukhumbuza abantu ukuthi-ke bananzelele ukuthi umuntu njengobaba uMgabe nguye kumuntu okuthiwa i-detector sibili engayiziwe emhlabeni, the greatest detector.
Mm.
Izinto zonke lezi ezenzakalayo izinto eziplaniweyo. Khumbula ukuthi undoda ugcina wathi engena embusweni. Kwaba lokuxokozela ukuzabe sefuma kumele aplaye indlela yokuthi aconfuse umhlaba ukuze-ke isafety yakhe ibe safearat phela yikho phela ade engu-chief wamasosha kutho ukuthi vele besivele sibuswa imilitary even ubaba umnankaga kuthiwa wayefakela i-poison. So kuzangenza ndawuthe ngoba even ojeotin jula bothiwa babezama ukuchaya i-president esikumbulala ngokuyimdlalo nje okudlalwa yi-detectorship ngoba phela nini kuba ujabulani sibanda wahlutshwa ekukhulume kuthiwa uthethe isiokati umuntu oyingozi ochaya oplana ikhumbi oplana i-assassination lo muntu ozikhulumela umhlamba ngubi njalo uma uGrace Mgabe ixokozele ethethisa abantu kwabe kwizinto ezazivele ziplane umkhehle kahle asatsho uba kumgabe ulama-advisors ulabacebisi ulabo-vice president shonetshethi ilizwe elilodwa belingehlulwa ngumfazi oyi-one visors ukuthi am-advisor hayi mama ngokususenza so kuthi phela bonke bazi ngezindlela ilizwe lezo generation in new blood, whenever advisor you say to him, if you have a woman, now got yourself in the room, then I tell you, yes, you have to move up. I mean, what I hear by it. This guy is the greatest ticket. I'm not saying I'm a fan, so I look always like a name. Even this plan, when you do not have clean a chile, the gaga, and I'm a salad is quoting. Of course, when I went to a tea, who's
So Mr. Ndlovu has got several points here. He says he doesn't believe in what was happening since the military took over, and or maybe before the military took over. So he says this was a well choreographed political theater, you know, like they were trying to have a soft landing for Mr. Mugabe's exit. So he says they did whatever they did, and people are just fooled all over the world to believe that there was a coup or whatever. He says, no, that was not a coup at all. It was something planned for, it's a succession, in fact. So he says, well, Mr. Mnangagwa is in power now, but he needs to make a lot of reforms, like, you know, catering for the disabled. We have to be integrated into society. And he says, you know, teachers need a lot of upliftment, you know. They need a salary raise and all those kind of things. Yeah.
We also want to acknowledge more and more people joining us. There is Sheila Mukonyo. Hi, people watching from Cape Town. Thank you so much. D. Mango watching from Equatorial Guinea. Wow, interesting. G. Farai Arguti Tiripo Zedu. Thank you so much. Mandaz Ernest watching from Djibouti. Thanks. I'm happy to listen to your channel. Thank you so much. Then we have Macmillan Chiwanza watching from Malawi, Blantyre. And then we have Philip Runavo watching from Zimbabwe. Evaristo Matata watching from Zambia. And then we have Peter Jones watching live from Gaborone, Botswana. Hope you are all good. Then we have Enemia Chibushe watching from Harare. Thank you guys with your program. Philip Runavo Kwekwe, to be precise. Love more, Chibwantu watching from DRC. Zakaria Maopa, watching from Zimbabwe, and Munyarazi Chasakara, watching from Botswana. And lastly, Douglas Mubaiwa, watching from Zambia. Thank you so much. Gibbs, you can see we are all over the world.
All over the world. All over the show. And then Virginia Makrebo and Zimbabwe Culture are saying, Globe is saying the truth. This was a planned thing, you know, according to them. So,
Let's go to Jason. Mkoma Jason, Warpar Narek, South Africa. Magadi Mkoma Jason.
Tiko magadi mkoma.
Ayo atirina nizwe. Duparele pa jona.
Pari raiti ndivu Bloemfontein. Ya inini tatoda kuchanga kuchara mbeze kuti tanimasho wakandu kanzi mtunga mire MDC waramba kutia batani ni kungano la mnanga kweli. Ndufunga kufunga kwa kangware ku. Kwezi vaizu sende kwa zisina msoro. Mse zipiri arave the army va teko vakaita zvakanaka kubatsira kuti bvisira mundaraunda but asi hatifani kuvarairwa nekuti zvinhu zvimwe chete army iyoyo yakatotenga pa 2008 pa maelections akawinwa neNDC vapinza vamunangagwa vamunangagwa havana chavanombokwanisa kuti vataure because kana cabinet yavo yavataisa ndikunga nenge ingori yemasenior Sakala nivao ndo wane influence kuti wane wangori moti kizi nivandu yusewa wu. Awana chala necha yu mkufungo kwa wu. Asku kukulikiza ni kutunga mizwa ni wana wakana ni masoja ya Saka I think nisisu se wano wakapane na weru shizi. Yezu nitu kwa zimasoja kutu wangura mba chengeteza. Wangu chengeteza na pachao. Kuhu zilat pari za chino kutani za chino za chino batila yusisu kwa nati. Chakanganta makasira kutu ya yusisu. Asani chukumishka angu nisho kutu. Salama zisayu sasuka za hini bozi. Wano wano kutika nana wasku kutuwa sana za wakaitu na. Yezu zantue wacho pamunanga kwa nye G4 wa mkabi saka. Hizu zezu. MDC inofana kuchanga kutonia za kutuwa ground yake yacho kuti katinera maresi nzeke nige taka simba se kwa hizo mzwati chumbuda se
aywa tunotenda skuru mkoma Jason
ok mkoma wangu
tunotenda skuru Gibbs
mhm
you're saying Jason there that the MDC must be very careful and ensure that there are reforms before the elections
mhm so ke baba moyo uzile ke okhulume okugcina lapho uti kumele kulungiswe konoku kube lokhetho kungakwenzi ukhetho kumele kuqala kulungiswe okuningi uthi MDCT ingawela phela ingadlela njengenhlanzi iqine ingena kunaphana kukhetho kungakwenziwa lokuthiwa ngama reforms wena ubona njani konoko
ye ngabe ngakwenza lokho kuqondile sibi ngoba indlela indlela okumele bayilandele yenze lawo ma-reforms le constitution lani line yokuthi emthethweni welizwe kulungiswe kusesibili konke kube indlela yokuthi ama-elections angenziwa kakuhle njalo futhi mina enye into engingayithembiyo yonale into yabo kuthiwa yizeki leyo izeki le igcwele abantu be-CCIO lama-ex-police lo judge wayevele esebenzela sikwazi ukuthi ujudge wezani umakarawo so lapha asiboni thina ukuthi laba bantu sibili bangamela ilizwe ekuphatheni ukhetho ngendlela eqondileyo uzila wakhona ngubona ngaphandle kokuthi kubuyelwe emuva kukhethwe abanye abantu bakhethe iphalamende labo bantu
kodwa bangakwenza iphalamende iparlamenti ngavuma
kono ngezi kwata system kuthi yobe MDC bebalutshwana baletha abanye nabe zambaletha abanye uhlanganishe kube nabantu abangathi esingathi bamelele imicabango yabantu eqondileyo engenza kube lokhetho olungcono laba lasakamphatheni
kodwa ngazo sikhangele sibili kudala waqaliswa ukukhuluma ngama-reforms lalawa ubonani kungaphutsha nje kono
kudala
sibili kungaphutsha kodwa kono
kudala ye kumele kuphuthe nxa kungaphuthanga sizahamba njani ekhethweni ngoba laphana kuvela kuqondanye i-voters roll liyana ndoda mna bengithangela ama-elections for siminyaka engu-25 laphana kubolile lapha
kuyathi
wena ule ndlu yakho uthole kuyikuthi ku-voters roll kulabaye abantu abahlala endlini yakho ongabaziwi izinto esasizithola ku-voters roll yona leyo so nxa ngayibole ngaleyo ndlela ayitshintshwe i-inspector kuhle kuhle baphiwe nalabo abaphikisayo ukuthi khona nasi i-voters roll ake lihlole libe nesikhathi kulungisiswe sibili kube sendleleni right singapha kubhukuthele ekhethweni sizababisela labantu ukuthi ube long term
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba moyo ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshana so what Mr. Moyo is saying is that he doesn't trust Zach at all so he says he's stuffed by members of the spy network that is the Central Intelligence Organization, the police, and some other operatives. So she only says, if ever Zimbabwe has to have a free and fair election, they need to clean up ZEC first. And but cleaning it can be a problem because even Parliament, ZANU-PF has got a majority. So he says that's a big challenge. Mbona zanisisi lo baba futhi qhinga lapha ngabe ngubaba uMachazi. Baba uMachazi kunjani? Yes, so ndilefoni ninguze kuhle Machazi.
Eh, mina linjani ngapha?
Siphili lungapi Machazi?
Ngamna ngokulawayo.
Kunjani kontuthi?
Hayi, hayi ku right.
Njengoba umnanga kwasengele embusweni zokuthunqa intuthu yini kona ngapha.
Eh, sesivele yaphambaniseka ukuthi naye sekhuluma ukuthi uza kwenzani. Ake sesithela izisebenzi zikahulumeni nje. Kumele zisebenze kanjani? Na ukuthi njalo khonoko kodwa kusho ukuthi uletha umbuso ofana lokaSmith ngoba nxa usitshela abantu abasebenzi kanzima sithi obhosi labanye abantu somele bangindezile abanye abantu
kodwa ke emgwaqweni lapha kumenjani mzala
hayi ngicela le isini isanya sose right yazi abantu beselebhilekile thina abanye yazi ngesikhathi ngithatha indlela esemajeli kodwa ke abathula beyathathela imali ebhekweni barojinga amapolisa sikhathi sonke ku-right khonoko
kukhanya sekuyahlupha so ke kanti sizakuthiwa kuyoba kule socha lapha kulale polisa so wena kukwethusi khonoko
ha khona kuyethusa kodwa ke yazi umumo nxa uvela utshintsha kumele utshintshe ngoba into zonke zesikhathi sazo phela kathi esesidinga lokhuya lokhu lapho kuzasethusa kodwa ithi kuyiwa ngathi asilaqiniso sizobona ngakho
so wena kodwa ubona ngani kuya ngaphi khonokho baba Matshasi
lokhu hayi ngibona ngazani ngiinto enhle ukuthi antikhetho leyabuya kulo mnyaka ozayo so amadoda lawa asendozini ngoba okokuqala uyabona izanu p f i-divided into three kathesi kuthi ekamdiri kuthi g-forty kuthi lakhosi uyabona ivela kuyiwa ndawonye nje kuphela ukuthi after elections next state elections hhayi siyabe sithi abantu bezimbabwe baze yacelebrata
aha hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Matshazi kungathi nakusasa ulale kahle
lami ngibonile lami sebenze kahle
hayi kulungile mnumzana so according to him freedom is coming tomorrow I think that was his message and he says you know the police and the army patrolling together is okay for the moment so maybe he says it's a temporary arrangement like what the other caller said
Let's go to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga?
Yes, I'm here, Blessing. Can you hear me? Yes.
Why is it that SADC and also the African Union had no appetite to intervene? The AU even called said this was not a coup at all.
Well, I think quite frankly, SADC and the AU are more interested in stability than in democracy or in constitutionalism. So when they got a sense that the military was firmly in control and had accomplished the military coup with minimum violence, in, which was open or bloodshed, which was which was minimal in terms of what was visible to the public, they thought this is a team that is in control, and therefore if there is stability, we are good to go. And quite frankly, Blessing, after 37 years of authoritarian rule, I think almost everyone was tired of Mugabe, and they just wanted to see the back of him and begin to support any kind of process that has potential for a new beginning for Zimbabwe. But of course, we are in a very delicate and difficult situation as Zimbabweans, because now that the military has tested political power, they can at any point again purport to use this power to violate and interfere in civilian and political affairs. And that's the biggest challenge that needs to be addressed, much more than the issue of the voters' role or getting people to register to vote. Because as we go to elections, the military will take a position, a public and political position, and that position is obvious. It is that the president is a straitjacket, and they would not want someone from the opposition to ascend to the highest office. They cannot just get rid of Mugabe only to give to someone. This is the idea. So it's going to be a very difficult position unless there is a strong united push from Zimbabweans, from opposition groups, from civil society to say, yes, Mugabe is gone, but we do not want to have the military involved in our politics. Never, ever again.
Thank you so much. We are receiving a report that for now, Mr. Patrick Chinamasa will be the acting finance minister to just ensure that things are flowing normally, and also that Mr. Mbengegui will be the acting foreign affairs minister. Interesting, because President Mnangagwa is yet to announce his cabinet, so that's a statement from his office. Regatende kunamkoma namo goronga. Magadi mkoma namo goronga.
Nofara magadiwa.
Ai watiri nani zvedu tipewo pfungwa dzenyu mkoma namo goronga.
Ah mashandire ari kuda kuitwawo anoti mapurisa nemasoja vanofangana shanda pamwe. Izvo kunenge kuri kuzama kuti vaone pfungwa dzine mapurisa nokuti panenge pakavandirano saka vakavarega vari voga vanoshira kuti vanogona kungomuka chibhebhenenga rimwe remazuva Saka nekuti basa iro rinofanira kunge richingorere mapurisa chete, mauto ngaamire zvokungodzivirira nyika. Uye tinga ipapapa tingafarira nanga inobata mai nemaitiro ari kuita mauto. Zvakanaka zvavakaita, saka ngavachisiya basa kuvaridzi varo, nekuti iwo mauto ngaachibudira mune zvose zvenyika izvi. Vaite basa ravo chairo chairo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Nhamo Goronga.
Zvakanakai.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Nhamo Goronga is saying that the military has played its part as the midwife of this coup. So it's time to go back to the barracks. And just quickly on our Facebook page, we want to acknowledge the following. Aob Matarutse, thank you so much. Eliam Gonese, watching from Finland. Thank you for the program. Thanks, Eliam. Then we have Elijah Pound in Zimbabwe. Melissa Carr, watching from Kwabushu. Thank you so much, Melissa. Charumbira Edward, watching live from Zimbabwe, Bytebridge. Ruth Kasiwa Liswaniso, watching from Namibia. Thank you so much. Tawanda Gwaze, watching from Zimbabwe. Thank you so much. Paul January, Pamberine Mishasha, Zemasaisai. Please, blessing, call me. And we'll try to call you, Paul. Thank you so much. And then we have Benevolence Nyati. Thank you so much. Tototai Mativa Varira, my good friend in the UK. Thank you so much. Benevolence Nyati, watching from heaven. Really? Not. I hope Benevolence, you are not one of those pastors who say, I went to heaven and I saw Hitler and so and so. Totota has written a message. He says, Zirukufamba ere, London, Takasimba. Thank you so much. Chipo Dendere says, agreed. Fafi Gwindi, thank you. That's Dr. Chipo Dendere. Then Fafi Gwindi, thank you, Vakuru Wangu. Then Fafi says he's in the UK. Thank you so much. Gibbs.
Yes, Dr. Mitube, I'm listening, guys, from Johannesburg. Kuzobuya ke Stephen Mdauzo, uti nse Ireland. Kuzobuya Virginia Macebo, uti nse UK. Siyabonga kakhulu lonke elisibukeleyo. Sonke ngizokuthola ke sesilo mnumzana Alexander oseqinweni. Baba Alexander, kunjani?
Sikhona linjani labalaleli?
Siyaphila mfowethu, ungabonga khona khona.
Ngise Namibia.
Ye, kunjani Namibia?
Hayi, Namibia kukahle ngomhla wenkosi.
Ibizo lika president wangapho kutombani?
Geingob.
Uchayile. So ke akuthi uthe Zimba. Ezimba ukuthi ukubona njani? Ngokwenzakala Zimba.
All right, indebe ukuyikhuluma lapha ukuthi I just wanted to make one thing to the point, drive one thing to the point. The army it take over the army yamasocha le amabutha weZimbabwe. It was not to effect electoral reforms. I think that is one thing that we as Zimbabweans should understand. It was not for electoral reforms, but it was to install Emmerson Mnangagwa as the ZANU-PF party president and automatically drive him to the seat of the presidency. What you should understand with ZANU-PF is that it is a very strong institution. It is a very powerful institution. If you recall the Mgagawa Declaration of 1975, you would agree with me that the military officers sat down and it was a strong-worded statement where they sought to go for the armed struggle. And as such, if you remember, 2 years later, at the Special Congress of ZANU-PF, Vasusa undavaningisithole kulapha abeka khona umgabe. And it was even said prior to the installation of Mnangagwa by the army, who would bona. They managed to recall Ndavaningisithole, and so they will recall Robert Mugabe, and they did just that. So it was a well-calculated move, and so Zimbabweans should stop being too relaxed and stop giving such comments as to say military rule is okay. No, it's not okay. The army should go to the barracks. The police should be on the roads. There should be a reformation, a reconciliation amongst Zimbabweans, and Zimbabweans should stand for that which is good and that which is proper. Because Zimbabweans, as individuals as well, as a nation as well, they should also reform. wana maZimbabwe ngokwawo. So it was not for electoral reforms, it was not to assist the people, but it was some confusion which had gone into ZANU-PF. We know what was happening in ZANU-PF. So that's my point.
Mm. Thank you so much, Mr. Alexander. All
right, Shabon.
There you are.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Napoleon once said that if you see your enemy making a mistake, don't interrupt him. We don't know if this was how the opposition viewed it in also supporting the impeachment of former President Robert Mugabe before he resigned. Let's acknowledge those who are following. Thank you so much. Manyewe Shingi, Arguti, call me, guys, call me. Mulotsi Nto, iRadio iPambili, kule live video streaming. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Hadi Joe, soldiers should go back to the barracks and allow police to work. Clive Lungile, Arguti, watching from Zimbabwe. Mamura Mbinda, thank you so much. Collins Moyo, let's continue interceding for this nation, watching with interest from Botswana. Shepstone Shepi Chimbidzikai, I'm in Johannesburg. Tanyarazwa Mawanda, hi guys. Little Mpala, watching from Swaziland. Shepstone Shepi Chimbidzikai, Fe from Johannesburg. Then Mulotsi Nto says, Tinotenda, I'm at Baitbridge. Thank you so much. Gibbs.
So I can say Fe from Washington myself?
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe our last question, you know, to this gentleman. So, Mr. Moyo, I'll start with you. Looking at what the British and the Americans are doing right now in Zimbabwe, they're actually engaging Mr. Mnangagwa. Do you see any change in the short term? Mr. Moyo?
Hello?
Yeah, Mr. Moyo, I was saying that we are seeing the British and the American congressional delegation actually engaging President Emmerson Mnangagwa. So do you see any softening of relations between Britain and America and all those kind of things in the short term, maybe?
I'm not sure, but anything is possible. These guys didn't like Mugabe, and so he's leaving of power may open up doors for investment and other international relations that may actually be good for Zimbabwe, business-wise and job creation, and also improving the economy. I think that could.
I think your phone is cutting off a little bit. So let's go to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, do you see any you know, relaxation of you know, some kind of restrictive measures against the former president and maybe his inner circle as well? He's no longer in inner circle, by the way. So do you see any
change? It is very likely, Gibbs, that there will be that kind of sort of goodwill approach to try and give a soft landing for Mnangagwa. But in reality, I think if you saw today that Mnangagwa was with the generals and business people at some mine in Zimbabwe, This shows that he is pro-business, pro-investment. He's more focused on making money and getting Zimbabwe to work again, but not so much on the right side. And the targeted measures had to do with democracy, good governance, and human rights respect. So we are likely to get an immediate improvement in that regard, unless there is a strong push, and unless we have, because Mnangagwa is expected to be president for the next 6 or 7 months only, and then we go to fresh elections. So the litmus test, really, for Mnangagwa's presidency is how he prepares for the coming elections. Will they be free and fair? Will the military go back to the barracks and not interfere in this upcoming election? If otherwise, we are in for a rude awakening when we have been celebrating the end of one.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga, the human rights lawyer, Dewa Mavinga. Thank you so much to human rights activist Clement Moyo, our viewers, our callers, those who sent us messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, our radio listeners, and of course, our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying, Bye-bye, Zimbabwe.